Wanted to share a quick little verse with y'all, devotional today. Just wanted to thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. On today's show, we're going to talk about the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. You're going to want to stay tuned. Coming up next. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and open them. Or if you have a Bible app, go ahead and pull up your Bible app. This is going to be out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 9, going all the way to 11. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Father God, I just pray for everyone. I pray for hearts to be open. I pray for hearts to be receptive. I pray for anyone that is struggling, anyone that has struggled or struggling with sin. I just pray that, you know, that we can all put our sin, our flesh, and crucify it daily. Crucify it daily and hide and tuck the Word of God in our hearts. Because it says the Word of God is like a sword. The armor of God, the sword of the Spirit. It's part of the armor of God. And I just wanted to encourage everyone, everybody, including myself, to memorize the Word and remember the Word in our minds and in our hearts, so that we may be able to stand as the enemy flees after trying to tempt us. I just pray for blessings. I pray for healings for people. I pray for financial restoration. I pray for financial miracles. I pray for blessings for everybody in their lives. I pray for jobs to be open if they need a job or need a job change. I just pray for hearts to be changed, hearts to be opened and receptive. And for anyone that does not know Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will do heart surgery on them so that they may turn to you and accept you and repent of their sins and of their unrighteous lifestyle. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, taking back a look at that chapter and just the verses that I explained, I mean, it's right to the point. You know, it's not sugar-coated. It's not, you know, tiptoed around. It's right to the point there in 1 Corinthians. You know, if you are unright, or do you know that the unrighteous, what it says in verse 9, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Think of how many people in this world have been deceived. I think we can all, like it's even said earlier in verse 11, later in verse 11, it says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." You know, in one of my earlier episodes, I talked about cherry pickers. Do you know what a cherry picker is? No, it's not someone that picks cherries. A cherry picker is someone that chooses and picks what they're going to listen to from the Word of God. You know, let's say there's someone that wants to live a homosexual lifestyle. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that verse right there. I'm going to focus on this verse here for more money, for prosperity, this, and that. Or, that's another example. You have a thief. Well, we're just going to ignore the parts. Thou shalt not steal, stuff like that. And we'll just, you know, focus on these verses and stuff. And I'm going to choose and pick these from the Bible, from the Word of God. That's not how it works. You cannot be a cherry picker, pick and choose. Remember, the Word of God is like a double-edged sword. It is straight and cuts right to the point. You need help with your sin? Go to the Word. Go to the Word of God. Memorize it. And I'm going to throw myself under that bus too. We all need to memorize the Word of God. We all need to do a better job at being a servant of Jesus Christ. We need to do better at living a righteous lifestyle. Did you know that it's not just the act, you know, of some of the unrighteousness? You know what another unrighteous thing is? Lusting. Just thinking of being with someone. You just committed adultery in your heart. That's unrighteousness. In order for us to check, we have to check our minds daily. And yes, and pretty much all of us have to repent of something daily. Of something that we did. Maybe it was an impure thought. Something. You know, so what we all need to do is cut our sin at the root. What things are causing us to stumble in our lives that are causing us not to be holy 24 hours, 7 days a week? Now, I'm not saying that to everybody. There are some people that, man, they are delivered right then and there. But we cannot keep going back to, it's like a dog going back to its vomit. We cannot be like that. We cannot be a lukewarm Christian going back and living like the unrighteous. Because the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Pointed out straight, blank, right at you. There is no denying it. God's word is indestructible, incorruptible, stands the test of time, and it is holiness and truth. So my challenge to myself, to all of you, each and every one of us this week, today, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Thursday. Stop putting it off. It's time that we look through our lives. Is there anything that is causing us to stumble? Is there anything in our lives that's causing unrighteousness to the point we're having to ask for forgiveness every single day? And we should ask for forgiveness every single day. Because we all sin in some capacity daily, even if we don't even realize it or catch it. So you need to cut it at the root. And like it says in verse 11, when it says you were washed, we need to be washed, we need to be sanctified, We need to be justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You see, a lot of people going back to, you know, going back to the cherry picking, a lot of people think that I just asked for forgiveness and repented for all my sins. Oh, so that just covers everything going forward. Wrong. It does not just cover everything going forward. That means you need to be on top of your game. We need to be. I need to also, too. We all need to be on top of our game. This is not a joke. Eternity, where we spend eternity, is not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. And it's not something that we should be and should ignore. Because when we die, we're going somewhere. We're going to hell for eternity, or we're going to heaven. So what team do we want to be on? Team Jesus or Team Satan? Because Team Satan's going to hell. Team Jesus is going to heaven. Give me an amen with Team Jesus. Amen. Team Jesus is going to heaven. But he was coming back for a church that is spotless and blemish free. We need to work on our spots. We need to work on our blemishes. If that means cutting out social media, if that means cutting out things that we watch, then that's what it means. Then we need to cut those things out of our lives. If it means getting an accountability partner, if it means getting rid of your laptop because that's causing you to stumble, if it means reevaluating your friendships or relationships with your family, then we need to do what it needs to be done to strive. We need to be strivers. We need to be doers of the word. We need to be strivers. Strive for holiness. Strive to be a peacemaker. Strive to forgive people daily. Jesus knows you're not perfect. He knows that. But he wants you to try. I'm going to go ahead and pray after this quick commercial. Do you know what an EMP does to your electronics? Do you know what it does to your car? Do you even know what it does to your house? Imagine being chilling one day or going to sleep, and an EMP strike happens. An electromagnetic pulse knocks out your car, knocks out all the electronics. There is no power, no way to produce electricity, no way to cook your food, no way to drive if you need to bug out. But what if I told you there is a solution thanks to EMP Shield? Thanks to EMP Shield, you can have your car protected, your house, your solar system, your generator. In the event of an EMP strike, you and your family can have the peace of mind. Use coupon code JEB. That's J as in Jason, E as in everything, B as in Bob. Get $50 off, even if you get multiple devices. You can go to EMP Shield, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. So don't go to sleep without having that peace of mind of knowing that you and your family are protected in the event of an EMP. Thank you. I want to welcome you all back. I want to thank you all. And highly want to encourage each and every one of you. If you heard the ad about the EMP shield, any purchases that you make, we do get a generous commission, which is a blessing, and is a blessing, and will help. Because one of the main goals is we need to, you know, keep reaching more people. We can't do that without each and every one of you. So any purchases that you make from the affiliates that we're partnered with, any one-time gifts that you give through PayPal, this is not a 501c3 ministry, but it is a ministry, and our goal is to reach people for Jesus Christ and to help people in their walk with Christ and help disciple people. That's what this ministry is about, is to encourage, to lift up, to pray for one another. You know, you can also give on a monthly basis as well, too. I'll leave that in the description for you also as well. And now it's that time that we pray before we go. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I just wanted to thank you so much. Please forgive us all for our sins. Forgive me for my sins, known and unknown. Please help us in our daily walks. Please help any of us that are sick or afflicted or not feeling well. I pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you touch each and every person that is not feeling well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that everyone be healed at this moment. I pray for those that don't know you. I pray for them to repent, to turn away from their sin, to seek your forgiveness, to accept you into their lives, and also to believe in your death, your resurrection, your burial and resurrection, that you died for their sins on the cross 2,000 years ago and were resurrected and are now our Messiah. And I pray for those that are lukewarm Christians. I pray for the backsliders. I pray for it's time. I'd encourage and pray that it's time to get serious. Come back to Jesus. You cannot be living in that lifestyle and expect to go to heaven. You either live for Christ or you live for Satan. There's no in between. It's one or the other. You got to choose. And I just pray and thank all my supporters, viewers, listeners from all around the world. I want to thank each and every one of you. You're such a blessing. Father God, just bless their lives. Be with each and every one of them. And I thank you so much, Lord. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Love each and every one of you. And I just have some exciting news, you know, that's down the pipeline that will happen soon. Soon, there will be a prayer line that I'm working on it. So I need your prayer. I need any financial help, support to make that possible. But there will be a prayer line or a separate number that you'll be able to call in during a certain time. And I'll have someone there. In the beginning, it'll be me. But in the future, hopefully, I can have others that'll be able to help out and volunteer as well, too, to be able to pray for whoever needs prayer. Also, another thing in the works is a discipleship online ministry Bible study that I'm going to work on starting as well, too. So any of you that are interested in that, You can go ahead and send an email to the podcast show at jasonbeckshow@outlook.com. And in the subject line, say Bible study, discipleship. That's all you need to say. And just let me know who you are, share a little bit about yourself, you know, and we'll take it from there. And when I get that started, you'll be able to, you know, be a part of that. And we can invite others to come hear Jesus and Bible study and discipleship and be able to have some prayer time as well, too. And possibly even some worship time as well. So I want to thank you so much. Love each and every one of you. And you all have a wonderful and blessed day wherever you're at. Bye-bye.